My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Jeff Flake. He's been in the House for multiple terms, but he is now the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in the state of Arizona, as he is seeking to keep the seat in Republican hands as longtime Senator John Kyle is retiring. He's locked in a very tight race, however, with former U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Tight race there. What do you see as the linchpin here in the final week? What issues are going to decide this?
You know, the ad war is still going on. There are just multiple ads all next to each other. So I think it's pretty much a stalemate on television. And so it just comes down to the ground game. We've, over the last 2 days, John Kyle, John McCain, and I have traveled around. We've done 7 town halls in 6 counties. And so we're just doing as much as we can do to press the flesh and let people know what we stand for, and then drive out the vote.
What do you think is the reason that Mitt Romney's running a little better than you in Arizona at this point? Is it incumbent fatigue, since they don't like the president very much and they see that you've been there for a while? What do you feel is the reason that Mitt Romney's pulling a little better right now?
Actually, we're tracking right around close to Mitt Romney, right next to him. The difference is we have a libertarian in our race that makes it a little more challenging. Libertarian will typically take a few more votes from Republicans, or quite a few more, than Democrats. And so that's what is making our race closer.
Let's talk about some of the key issues now. The economy is issue number one all across the country, and I'm sure it is in Arizona as well. What are the biggest differences between you and Dr. Carmona on this?
Well, you know, he has pretty much adopted the Obama agenda, hook, line, and sinker. He said that he's okay with raising tax rates, regulation. It's coming down. He has no problem, it seems, with that. He hasn't spoken out against any of it. And Obamacare, in particular, he favored it when it passed. He favored it during this election. He said he will not repeal it. That is a huge job killer. I talk to businessmen, businesswomen all the time who are saying, you know, I talked to one last Friday, 44 employees. He's going to hire another 4, but not go beyond that, because he can't hit the 50 threshold. You're finding that again and again and again. And fast food franchises already laying people off from full-time, moving them to part-time, just to avoid the fines that are coming. So those are big differences.
You mentioned just a moment ago that you've been to several town hall events with Senators Kyle and McCain, and there's been kind of a back and forth on your websites with the Dr. Carmona contending that Senator Kyle in particular has said wonderful things about him in the past, and then your campaign sent out a statement from the two senators saying, well, there may have been some compliments in the past, but Jeff Flake is our candidate. What's been the significance of this back and forth?
Well, when Dr. Carmona was nominated for Surgeon General, they do what senators from the state of somebody who's nominated do. They testified on his behalf and said good things. What he's done is taken that footage, 10-year-old footage, and implies, in fact, edits it carefully, so it sounds as if they're endorsing him for the Senate race. And as you can imagine, they're quite upset about that, as well they should be. They've endorsed me for this Senate race. They have not endorsed Dr. Carmona, and they've cut an ad that will be running today.
On the spending front, Congressman, I distinctly remember a few years ago you were one of very few lonely voices, I believe, going up against the transportation bill that included the bridge to nowhere. What are you telling voters about your fiscal restraint in the past that gives them a reason to trust you on that as we get to work on trying to tackle this budget deficit?
Well, I tell them, you know, we've got a $16 trillion debt and a $1.1 trillion deficit that we're adding to it. We need more than ever somebody who's willing to stand up to whichever party is in power and say we've got to stop this overspending. And that's been my record in the House. I stood up, as it happened, against my own party for a number of years, and I was punished for it. But ultimately, we got rid of earmarks, and that's a good thing. That's the kind of commitment we need in the Senate. And Arizona has been very blessed to have the service of John Kyle, good fiscal conservative, and we've got to continue that tradition.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in the Grand Canyon State. And, sir, from looking at your website, you admit that you've changed your position on immigration reform over time. You embraced a comprehensive approach previously, and now you say the evidence shows that border security first has to be the priority. We can worry about visas and temporary worker programs later. Explain your evolution on the issue.
Well, I along with Senator Kyle and Senator McCain and many others, have worked on broad-based immigration reform for years. And the bottom line is nobody's going to trust the federal government to move ahead with the other elements, some of which we really need, like a temporary worker plan, until we get better border security. In Arizona, along the border, we have a good situation on part of the border in Arizona, the so-called Yuma sector, but the Tucson sector is just still far too porous, far too dangerous, and we just don't have the commitment on the part of this administration to secure it.
Does that require new legislation, or does it simply require enforcement of existing law?
Well, there are some things that would be helpful. I've introduced a 10-point plan along with Senator Kyle and Senator McCain that basically takes what worked in the Yuma sector, and it has to do with better barriers and better technology and better equipment and forces where we need. But more than anything, it has to do with swift and sure prosecution of those who come across. That's a commitment that is really lacking with the Obama administration.
Mitt Romney has his plan for 12 million new jobs if, in fact, he's elected and you're elected to the Senate. Do you believe that's an achievable goal for the next 4 years?
I do. I think there's a lot of money on the sidelines. There's a lot of pent-up growth that can occur if we can have a federal government, an administration, and a Senate that recognizes the role of the federal government is to simply produce a tax and regulatory environment that's conducive to growth. And that's what Mitt Romney will do, and that's what we'll do if we have a Republican Senate.
Let's kind of wrap up where we started here. You talked about the ad war that's going on right now, and it's kind of getting down to the get-out-the-vote effort coming up to next Tuesday. Where do you see the enthusiasm right now?
Oh, right now, I think it's with Republicans. If you look at what's been turned in terms of early ballots so far, it looks like the Republicans are much more enthused and energized about this election, and that will play to our favor. But we're working it hard. We're making thousands and thousands of calls every day from our campaign office, and we have people out knocking doors, and we're going to make sure that we turn out the vote.
And real quick, where can folks find your website?
JeffFlake.com. So that's three F's in a row, JeffFlake.com. Love to have your support and volunteer efforts, anybody in Arizona.
Congressman, thank you for taking the time off the trail to be with us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Congressman Jeff Flake represents Arizona, looking to be the next U.S. Senator from the Grand Canyon State. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.